I'm sitting with Floyd Marinescu, and Floyd started theserverside.com, and recently, the last few months, he's been working on a new site, and it just launched this week. It's called InfoQ, and this site takes some new and interesting approaches to personalization. So I'd like to ask you, Floyd, if you could talk a little bit about what kind of personalization, what's different about personalization at InfoQ?
Yeah, so our personalization is we've done some things that I haven't really seen done before, and we had some pretty interesting technical challenges and solutions, which I'll talk briefly about. So the problem we put ourselves with was, how can we create a site that can serve lots of different communities at the same time? I mean, you have Java people, you have .NET people, you have your Ruby people, you have the Java developers who like hearing about SOA, Java developers who hate hearing about SOA, you have people in the Java community who hate hearing about web frameworks all the time, and those who do like hearing about web frameworks all the time. So this is constantly a challenge when I was at the server side of how to choose editorially what we cover. So I was trying to think, how can we create a site that can, again, serve all these communities? So Alex Popescu and I, Alex, he's my co-founder, came up with this solution where we created three levels of tagging. Actually, I have to credit Alex with that. Originally, I had this crazy idea for a big matrix of topics by platform and blah, 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 and Alex went into tagging. So the solution was, we have three levels of tagging on the site. One is the community that it covers, the topic, which topic is more like editorial in nature, like a coarse grain category, like web frameworks is a topic, and then tags. And tags is how you traditionally imagine tags, just labeling specific things. And we then expose ways that users can personalize to these, so that they can, on the site, on the left bar, if you look at it, there's a little box that says your communities. And these are the actual specific communities of people that we are offering editorial for, which is Java, .NET, Ruby, SOA, and Agile. And actually, for each of these communities, we have different editors who are focused on writing for them. And I'm personally writing for the Java community. And we have people like Scott Ambler writing for the Agile community, and others that you guys have probably heard of. So we're writing on a daily basis for each of these different communities. So the idea is that when you come to the site, you can turn off some of those communities if you don't like. So you'll have, you know, your Java guys who come in and will turn off SOA because they're just tired of hearing about all that corporate stuff. And you'll have the manager types who will come in, leave on Agile and SOA, and turn off Java, .NET, and Ruby. Or you might have your Ruby guys who don't care about anything else, and vice versa. So we wanted to create one site that can appeal to all of that, all those people. So we also wanted to offer them more fine-grained personalization. So you can, for example, leave on Java but turn off web frameworks if you're someone who's, you know, just doing swing programming or something. Or you can be in Java and turn off JBoss as a specific tag. I don't think anyone's actually going to do that, but it's there if they want to. Now, the next challenge was, okay, well, how do we... at what point do we allow someone to do this? At first, we thought, okay, we should do this when someone registers, because we want to create a value for registering. But then, you know, we were thinking, wow, that could be hard. I mean, it's kind of annoying to have to register for things like this. We want to give value right from the beginning, let people get a taste of what the site's about, and hopefully they'll want to register later because the site is cool. So what we decided to implement was the lazy registration pattern, which is documented on ajaxpatterns.com. And also something that Amazon.com does a lot. So what happens is, when you come to the site, we immediately create an account for you. Well, not for you, because we don't know who you are, but an anonymous account in the database. And then that gets persisted to you via cookie. And that allows you to change your personalization settings without logging in or registering. So you can use the site for months and have, you know, Agile turned off or whatever you want, and it works. Now, another challenge was, okay, well, what about RSS? We see RSS not as a general broadcast tool like almost every other site does, but I'm thinking of it more as a one-to-one communication vehicle between the user and the site. I don't like when those sites put RSS tags next to every little last portlet, or, you know, you can like RSS the word the or something. Like it's silly. Instead, we created one feed for the entire site that people can be personalized, and people can use to track just what they're interested in. So tying this back into personalization, when you first come to the site, as I mentioned, we create an account for you, and then the RSS button is automatically tagged, sorry, encoded with a unique URL that is only for you. So if you grab that feed and start using it, you'll notice that it says personalized feed for unregistered user in the title. And then later on, when you go and register, it says personalized feed for, you know, Bill Venners. so you know it's your feed. And we think that's a way to provide some value. So in the future, we want to do even more with this. We want to be able to allow you to trigger custom notifications into your feed. So you can, for example, if you're using the discussion forums and you post a reply, there might be an option, say, notify me in my feed when someone replies to me, instead of notify me by email, which some other discussion forum systems have. So just a way of letting people get more value out of it. So that was some interesting challenges that we had to overcome, and I guess overall it worked. I mean, you can come and use the site, you have a personalized feed, and it just seems to work pretty well. And I hope that a lot of very different kinds of people use the site. You know, I hope that we do appeal to people who only want to read about Ruby, or we do appeal to people who only want to read about SOA, and different permutations thereof.
Great, thank you very much.